Bathhouse Ballads, June 4th, 2011. Who's pissing in the pool? Here are three Korean habits which I find displeasing: spitting, littering, and pissing in public. Now, before getting on a cultural high horse, all three habits can be observed in Britain, and certainly in my hometown on most evenings of the week, you can observe both public spitting and urinating. I have even seen a teenage girl squat against a shop door and urinate without even pulling her jeans or knickers down. A month earlier, the Queen herself had walked through the very same doorway, William and Griffiths in Colchester. Not only can you see the display of public urination, spitting, as well as vomiting, but in the daytime every recess oozes the reek of urine. And then there is a habit among British teenage boys and low-class men which you will not see in Korea, and which was taboo when I was a boy: of one or both hands down the front of trousers, toying with genitalia. I'm sure this habit has evolved along with the spreading popularity of trackie-type trousers, where an elasticated waistband provides ease of access. I once watched a young man in a supermarket constantly first contacting his tackle, intermittently touching fruit and vegetables, and worse, other people. It has taken me a while to ascertain how common urinating is in the bathhouse. I'm afraid I don't go for those foreigners who claim Koreans' golden shower all over bathhouses, piss in the pools, and constantly gawk at their nudity. Such accusations are normally levied as a means of excusing yourself the bathing experience, because you fear an unclothed environment. Of course, Koreans stare. They stare everywhere you go. But if you have any cultural awareness, you will know that all you need do is look around busily, instead of lowering your gaze, which you naturally do when embarrassed, and make eye contact. Koreans will instantly look away because staring is considered rude and eye contact exposes this. Better still, make eye contact and smile. Nothing dispels the tension caused by staring quicker than a smile, and instantly a stressful encounter is made friendly. As for accusations about pissing in the showers, from my experience they are exaggerated. Firstly, it's not easy to determine if someone is pissing at the same time they are showering. Indeed, from my own experimentation, it seems that if you stand in a certain position, you can actually manipulate the flow of water so it appears you are urinating. How you determine someone is urinating while in a pool eludes me. With considerable bathhouse hours clocked up over a long period of time in many different bathhouses, I have only witnessed a few people who were definitely urinating in the shower. One such occasion occurred a few days ago, when a teenage boy entered the complex with his friends. I immediately noticed him as he spat onto the pile of used towels by the entrance. Teenage boys often spit as they enter the bathing complex, and I perceive this as a territorial act an animal might make when it urinates on its patch. Then, as he stood in the shower, he arched his back and pissed as high as he could up the shower wall. In the meantime, he is busy talking with his friends. I am also reminded that not too long ago, I watched two boys larking in the showers, during which one boy golden showered on his friend's leg. Considering it has seemed dirty to blow your nose in a handkerchief, and rude to even blow it in public, I would have thought pissing on your friend's leg totally taboo. However, they found the act highly entertaining. I have no problem with snorting or spitting in the bathhouse, provided it is expelled in a gully and not on the areas walked over. For most cases, this is what happens, often with a spray or douse of water to speed the emission on its way. However, last week, a man bathing next to me noisily coughed up a projectile and spat it onto the floor. He did this several times and without the usual habit of throwing water over it to wash it away. This was particularly revolting, especially as I was about to eat breakfast. Yes, Koreans have some grotty habits, but so do most cultures, and teenage boys aren't the best candidates on which to judge a nation's hygiene. Personally, pissing in the bathhouse, by which I mean pissing on the floor or tiles, doesn't bother me if it's done discreetly. In other words, don't let me see you're doing it, or if you do, at least make the act ambiguous. Blatant disregard of protocol is more an act of disrespect than of pollution. I'm sure sometimes people piddle in the pool, but I'm not that bothered unless I see them doing it, when I would be angered, not by urine contaminating my bathing water, but by the perpetrator's gall at pissing in front of me and hence challenging my adult authority. As for the third offence I began this post with, namely littering, there is no doubt Koreans excel at this antisocial habit. Korean refuse collection leaves much to be desired, both in terms of public provision and personal standards. It's one thing to put out garbage in the legally required bin bag, and quite another to simply empty the contents against a lamppost, as many seem to do. In terms of littering the street, teenage boys are the worst offenders, and seem to assume that rubbish can be dropped anywhere and cleaned up by someone else, which it generally is. This isn't much different to the misguided attitude many British school kids have, that you can drop litter on the floor because cleaners are paid to pick it up. Now that dog muck has been largely banished from British streets, and 10 years ago it was tolerated, it is only fair to say British streets are far cleaner than their Korean counterparts, and littering is clearly antisocial and illegal. So, how prevalent is pissing while in the pool?